This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
There's a couple of people in the studio that I haven't seen for a very long time. Not long enough in one case. But, no, I'm being nice.
Well, actually, one of the gentlemen in the studio I've never met before, Macca.
Haven't you?
No, I've never met Bill before.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here and to meet you.
Likewise, Bill, of course I know your name and I know of your work. And I've known of you forever, so it's great to finally get to meet you.
Indeed, and you too.
And as for Mr. Stevens.
Yes, thank you for your time. And Bill, 40 years later, from young gays, from the days of activism, we're still doing the same stuff on and over
same
again.
Stuff.
Scary, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Graham, I first met at the AIDS Council?
Pink Palace,
yes.
Gay Men's Sheltered Workshop.
And Bill, who ran very well, actually, I might say, Free to Street Gay Media for probably longer than he cares to remember.
There's a few years there.
A few stories, but that's not what this is about today.
No. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about something current.
Bill, you go first.
Well, we're talking about Indonesia, really. So it's probably better you go first.
Okay, fundraiser. So basically Bill's putting together a series of 10, 15-minute pieces, am I right, for Joy Bent?
That's the lead-up. It's history. History is what I do now. And with the Gay Archives, we're making a series of 3-minute videos looking at different topics over our history. And they'll be scheduled at some point in the new kind of arrangement that Joy's got with taking over Bent TV. So in the next couple of months, they'll get scheduled. And we, with Graham, who's just back from Indonesia, we've decided to launch them on April the 6th and turn that into a fundraiser for the group Arus Pelangi in Indonesia.
Okay, well, let's just sort of stop for a second and backtrack a little bit. So you're doing a series of historical podcasts. They're audio podcasts, not audio visual.
They're video.
They're video.
We've got historian Graham Willett is,
yep. Oh, yes.
Is narrating us through the story and you know, it's a visual. They're sort of mini documentaries.
And they're showcasing what are they about?
They're people from Australian gay and lesbian history. So there's it ranges from Alice Anderson, who started up a women's garage in the 1920s. We've got other ones on Captain Moonlight, the gay bushranger from the late 19th century. We've got Max DuBarry, megastar of the 1950s, who got put in jail for kissing the governor of Victoria, and a range of other ones. So it's a nice blend of people that
they sound great
telling the story about. Yeah.
So to be launched on April the 6th.
April 6th is the launch.
Fantastic.
At a fundraiser that we are selling tickets to. So if anyone wants to come.
Tell us about the link between your podcast series and this fundraiser, which is raising funds for Indonesia.
Yep. Well, I guess for me, dabbling in history in recent years, I see that time and geography are very much linked. The history of Australia, yes, we have unique components of our own Australian GLBTI history, but we're very much influenced by events in other parts of the world where you know, Stonewall riots in America is the big one, but decriminalisation in England is also important. And also Indonesia. There's there was a big community that fled Australia to the liberal, tolerant world of Bali, and set up communities there. Now, in many ways, we're now the liberal part of the world with the changes of the past 40 years, and perhaps Indonesia is heading in the opposite way. But it's important that we acknowledge those connections, not just out of duty and loyalty, but also for self-protection, because conservatives in Australia will watch the kind of developments that happen in Indonesia and be only too keen to try and reproduce them here and push back the gains we've made.
So some of the reports that I've said are suggesting that, in fact, the rights movement is going backwards in Indonesia, especially around our communities. Has that been your experience?
Yes, as an
expat from Indonesia?
Yeah, the reason we returned is my Indonesian partner was starting to feel very insecure in the middle of Central Java and Jogja. We were watching Wahibi money coming in.
And this is in a major capital city.
Yeah. I mean, this is the old lefty part. You know, 40-odd years ago, it was a place we went for freedom. There was the mosque noise was getting louder, it was becoming more Arabic, etc., etc. Then, of course, attacks started happening on homosexuals, whether it be homosexual rights groups, attacks happening in boarding houses. Now, this is all part of the conservative push. This is all part of the regional elections in June this year, leading up to the presidential election next year. Every political party has gone, well, you know, we might as well, you know, support this legislation to ban any extramarital sex. And hell, that includes us in the process. Going back, the Constitutional Court last year, we honestly thought that it would be passed and all extramarital sex would be banned. We were shocked that it didn't go through. And it was supposed to go through on Valentine's Day this year. How symbolic, of course. But it's going to go through, we assume, within the next couple of weeks. So what does this do? It brings us back to where we were in Australia. The days, comrade, we were fighting the revolution and sleeping with each other's boyfriends in beds. Okay, I apologise for that. Long time ago, Bill, it was only a couple of your boyfriends. Okay, we were young, okay? So we know where Indonesia's heading. We know there will be the entrapment processes. It started already. And once they've got the legal right to do it. So all we can do is raise money, send it across to a group like Arus Palangi that I've been involved with for over 10 years, which is a grassroots organisation, which has anything from street workers to the intellectual left. What they do with the money is their business. They do a lot of delegations to political parties, to the president and so forth, whom we want to win the next presidential election, because Jokowi is the only option, not Prabowo. Even Tommy Suharto is out of jail and running again. So we don't really want the return.
So the check's cleared.
Yes, the check has cleared. And funny enough, Channel 31 used to lease buildings, yes, in the old days, a skyscraper. Tommy still owns a few in Melbourne, apparently. Yeah. So we don't really want Indonesia to return to that way of the Suharto regime. So we want Jokowi to win. But we're going to lose in the process.
So how do... I mean, we've all seen the news reports, you know, canings in Aceh, and but this is now... I mean, that was... as if that wasn't bad enough. The tide is turning, and it's turning back, isn't it? It's that they're saying all the progress that's been made over the last decades, we want to turn it all back.
Correct. Conservatism, fundamentalism.
Yeah.
One could say religion. I'm abhorrent to say what the majority religion is there, because, of course, the Catholics and the Protestants are all supporting this. So you've got money coming in from Saudi Arabia. You've got money coming in from America. Mm. It's just this time, I reckon, this will be a 10-year battle,
yeah,
for us. I'm not supposed to talk about the refugee stuff. Bill and I have discussed this. But if they all come, 10% of them, there's a lot of Indonesians coming to Australia. And we illegally, which we won't, of course, but we have to accept them as they come on very decorated boats, and they will be pretty, trust me. So we're down to that point. All we can do is raise money and using Bill's film work with the new Bent Joy as a way. Anything we can do,
it raises the profile. Bill, this sort of, I'm wondering, you know, I can tell this is something you really, you know, you really, you've bought into. How do you sustain over all these years your interest and your passion for these issues? I know that's probably you didn't expect to be asked that.
No, that's fine. Well, it's my community. It's been a really big part of my life and mm-hmm. and my world. There's, I mean, you get a lot back yourself being involved with friends, with yep. with colleagues. While there is that motivation to kind of pursue the cause and achieve our rights, there's you get things back personally too.
Yeah,
by doing that,
it's never. We all know we've all been fighting battles for a long time. This one is really important because you say they're a near neighbour. You know, we need to support them. Because otherwise, they're going to wake up one day and find that they've gone back 40 and 50 years.
Yep.
And it's the salami slicing tactic, isn't it? It's just one little thing at a time. Mm. And, you know, Australia, our government, has not stood up to the Indonesians on this. They have not made representations, probably because there isn't a fashion show Julie Bishop can go to there. But they have... Well, it's true. Hang on, it's true. They have not stood up. Think back to the canings in Aceh and the response from the Australian government. I understand diplomacy, I don't always use it, but at the end of the day, this is a country we have a very long-standing relationship with. We do have some influence. They do listen to us at an official level. Why has Australia been so piss-weak on this?
I think there's we're not putting enough pressure on them to okay. some extent.
Right, so we've got to write letters.
The pushback yeah.
you mean
needed.
You mean we as a community are putting pressure on
more.
Our government?
We can do more. I mean, these sort of actions of raising some money to allow the groups in Indonesia to pick up the campaigns they view as important is a really useful thing. But I think also greater awareness is needed generally in the community in Australia and a willingness to push our governments to do things as well.
So two questions before we wind up. Tell us about the fundraising event. How can people find out about it?
Right.
When is it on and where is it?
Bill Call to go with that.
It's in at the cinema where I live in Franklin Street in Melbourne, and the details, if you email me at billcalder@hotmail.com. I can sort tickets out for you.
Fantastic. And my second question, what was my second question going to be? I've forgotten.
I can jump in and suggest...
Oh. More information. Where can people get more information about the sorts of things you're working on?
Well, we'd like to get a new group of people together. We're looking at a 10-year campaign. We should be dead in 10 years, so we don't want to be doing it. We'd like to get people together because we think it'll be a 10-year action. So if you want to get involved, email Bill, please. Out of this gathering, we might get a core group of people that will continue on that might write letters to our local members, make phone calls, get on to Julie Bishop, and there are fashion shows in Jakarta in particular. So a suggestion from Ms. Bishop. We've got to do something. Because they're our brothers and sisters. Yeah. That's simple as that.
So the best way to engage with you is via Bill Caldwell's Hotmail account.
Bill Calder.
Bill Calder's Hotmail account.
BillCalder@hotmail.com.
Perfect. Yeah. Lovely.
And I'm sure we can
You don't have a website or a Facebook
no,
group
not at
this
stage. We're very much at the beginnings of this journey.
Excellent.
And we're doing what Arduis Plungi wants us to do. We're here to raise money, to send them money, and to do any actions that they suggest we do in Australia, which is obviously getting on to our local politicians and local members.
Fantastic. Graham Stevens and Bill Calder, thank you for coming in this morning. So your email address is?
BillCalder@hotmail.com.
Fantastic. You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. We've just been chatting with Bill Calder and Graham Stevens about a fundraising event and some of the work that they're doing to try to turn the clock forward in Indonesia.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.